Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Okie dokie.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Here we go.
Dumbass.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com. Two Denny's waiters fight over who's going to serve a plate of chicken tenders first. The two waiters working the graveyard shift at a Denny's in Arkansas both had a table waiting on chicken tenders. The cooks put out one plate, and the two waiters fought over whose table was going to get it.
The battle of chicken.
It would be funny if, over all the yelling, the cook said, second chicken tenders are up.
Psh, psh, boom, boom, oh. Smash, smash.
The chicken
hello,
tenders
guys.
are getting cold.
Your second chicken tenders are up. The amazing part is, like, the folks are fighting at Denny's.
Well, have you ever been to a Denny's?
Oh,
I go to Denny's.
Oh, yeah.
I love the food there, so I include myself when I say this, but I have never walked into a Denny's and thought, man, if they don't get this person food fast,
yeah,
they might die.
Exactly.
Right. We all are fine.
Right.
We're
exactly.
good.
Right.
We don't need chicken tenders rushed to us.
That badly, no.
Well, during the graveyard shift.
No one's dying of starvation.
No.
We're on the other side.
Exactly.
You could actually bring the food to us slower. You could slow down the pace and we'll be okay.
Just maybe just bring a salad.
When you have menu items like Moon Over My Hammy.
Oh, yeah. The Grand Slam Breakfast.
Cinnamon Roll Pancake.
I mean, give me that right now.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
When you get a table because you can't fit in a booth.
Right.
It's okay if your chicken tenders take another 5 minutes to arrive.
You'll
it's
live.
Okay.
You'll live.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
But I want mine first.
I think the waiters were on a mission. I want to kill these people as fast as I can.
Right. Get my tip.
Instead of a knife, I'm using pancakes.
Get my tip.
So when the cops arrive and they run their IDs, they found that both waiters had lots of outstanding warrants.
Oh, there you go.
Whoops.
Okay, then.
Which means their server names aren't really their server names. More like aliases.
I've never had a Denny's waiter where I felt they were willing to go to jail.
Right.
So they would rather go to jail than have me wait 5 minutes for my chicken tenders. I've never had that experience there. It's always been like, wow, it'd be nice if they came over and asked me what I'd like to eat at some point in the near future.
Right.
Do you guys need milk? We didn't order coffee.
Yeah. My orange juice is empty. For 3 hours.
How's everything so far? You didn't bring the food yet.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys need menus.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Hello.
Thank you.
What's funny is they wanted to get these chicken tenders out fast, but because of this, no one got their chicken tenders.
No.
No one had them.
The opposite effect.
That person's still sitting there waiting.
Right.
Chicken tenders? Hello.
Where's my chicken? I don't know. There's a fight up front.
There's a bunch of cops.
Isn't that
our server?
Wait, our server's in handcuffs.
Our server's about to be serving time.
What kind of tip do you leave at that point?
None.
A lawyer card.
Ding. Oh, God.
Well, now it's bail money, so.
Maybe it's time to add some questions to that Denny's job application.
Oh, yeah.
You have any outstanding warrants?
Right. Are you a known felon?
Are you needlessly enraged by chicken tenders?
Have you attended court order anger management classes?
Last place you had a fight.
Have you ever poisoned someone's food?
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about coworkers?
Both guys were arrested for battery and are probably going to do some time. Plus, they had all the other charges for the outstanding warrants.
Right, different kind of serving.
So now they're going to a place, so it's going to be like Denny's, but with a different color shirt.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Right.
It'd be funny if they put them in kitchen duty.
Right. Different cafeteria.
Yeah. They're both in there.
Yep. Hey, today's chicken tender day.
Yeah.
Ironic.
There'll be fights over them, but not for how fast they get to the table.
Oh, I love Denny's. I love that food.
That's a good meal there.
Oh, there's no healthy meal there.
No. You don't go
there's
there
no it. Diet app
right.
that will recommend, you know, something from the Denny's menu.
Yeah, it'll say go someplace else. Pass by Denny's.
All right.
There's something
going.
Special about how they cook everything. You could just pour syrup and butter on everything.
Yeah.
Even your burger.
Oh, yeah. Hash browns, syrup, and butter.
Never been to Denny's.
Never.
Not against it. Just never gotten a chance.
Oh, boy, you like it.
Wow. Mm.
Sounds like it. I'll get some chicken tenders.
All the menu items have very fun names.
Yeah, you want to pull some off?
Sure.
Moon over Miami is my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, there's no better name than that one.
Eric was out with his brother one night, and he texted me that he was going to go to Denny's for Moons Over Miami, and I didn't know that was a thing. And I'm like, how drunk is he?
Spell check.
There's the Fit Slam.
Fit Slam?
Fit Slam.
Egg whites scrambled together with fresh spinach and grape tomatoes, plus turkey bacon strips and English muffin and seasonal fruits.
Those waiters might get something that sounds like that in jail.
Yep.
There's a lot of slams. There's a lumberjack slam, an all-American slam,
right.
The hearty
lumberjack
slam
is a lot of meat, right? I'm thinking sausage and bacon.
Buttermilk pancakes, grilled ham, bacon strips, sausage links, eggs, hash browns, and a choice of bread.
They have a heart.
Heaven.
They have a heart slam.
It's heaven.
They have a hearty breakfast slam.
Yeah.
That's another thing those folks should be trained in.
Yes. CPR?
Yeah.
Yep. Want your money? Get this person living.
You want your money? Get this person living.
Exactly. Can't get a tip from a dead person.
That's right.
Berry vanilla crepe breakfast.
That sounds delicious.
Ah, I'm not a crepe person. That's the end of the, so that's like dessert.
See, when I go to a place like that, I want hamburgers or I want like wings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do not go there for that. There's many good hamburger and wings places.
Yeah. I know, but you
that's
know.
A pancake. I want to give me pancakes.
Yeah, but then.
Bring me pancakes.
But Denny's is open.
I'm not getting chicken tenders.
Late night, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Like after the bar, I'm not even getting eggs there.
Yeah. I'm not.
Like I'll go to a real diner.
Yeah. I'm not putting like, you know, pancakes and like, you know, whipped cream and stuff on top of beer. I need like a burger to soak in.
Give me that Belgian waffle.
Yeah, I want something to absorb all that alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
They now have the Grand Slam in sandwich form, and it's called the Grand Slamwich.
I was just going to joke about that, the Grand Slamwich.
Grand Slamwich.
Does anyone want to guess what's in their Italian sampler?
Oh, prosciutto.
This is Denny's we're talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't even know how to say it there.
Yeah. Salami capicola.
What is it? Is it an omelet? Or no, it's a plate?
It's a shareable starter.
Oh, jeez. Some olives?
No.
Some roast beef?
No.
Roast beef? Sausage? I don't know. Throwing out meats over here.
Oh, my God. The least Italian
right.
I've ever met.
I'm just throwing out some meats over here.
Can we talk about this for a second? Never saw The Godfather. Thinks The Godfather's too long.
True.
Okay. Thinks roast beef is part of the Italian cuisine.
At least they roast the beef.
Okay. And then she saw my car when I brought it here once. She's like, I don't know what that is, but it looks nice. It's a Mustang. You're from East Haven. You're Italian. You don't know what a Mustang is?
Oh, my God.
She knows how to say 40.
40. That's true.
The Italian sampler is mozzarella cheese sticks, garlic bread, and seasoned meatballs covered in tomato sauce and Italian cheeses.
I need
Why
that.
Didn't I get the cheese sticks?
I need that.
Cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks.
Mozzarella. Italian. Yeah.
Right. All right.
Smash news.
Okie dokie.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Here we go.
Dumbass.
99.1 PR 95.9 The Fox. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. A weather guy slams people for whining about programming interruptions. Let's play Who's the Dumbass? Is
okay.
it the meteorologist or is it the people complaining?
The people. Who is it?
meteorologist in El Dorado, Arkansas, went off on viewers who were complaining about their shows being interrupted, even though there was a severe tornado warning in the area. Who's the dumbass?
I think the viewers, you got to know the tornado's coming.
Kind of important. Your house still going to be here?
I don't want to say it's case by case, but man, what were they playing? What was the show that was supposed to be on?
Dr. Phil.
What was so important?
Right? Hey, man, I live in Arkansas, okay? A tornado killing me might be an improvement of my life.
Right.
Okay? Let me watch my friggin' show.
Right. Let me just catch this episode of Cops.
I pay more money than I make a month on cable so I could watch. I don't know how I do it.
My name is on Cops. I want to watch it.
I don't want to see you. Hour three. Here's the map.
Right.
And the lottery numbers are, we interrupt this for a special weather bulletin.
Right. All right, here's the guy complaining.
We're already getting folks that are emailing and calling because we're in the middle of programming, saying if they wanted to watch the weather, they would turn it to another channel. As long as there's a warning in effect for our area, we're going to be on TV. Because if it was your area that was under a tornado warning right now, you would want us on the air informing you. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to stay on the television. And we've warned folks that, yes, programming is being interrupted, and it stinks. And you know what? We can watch that tomorrow. But we've had this same area just get hit by an EF1 tornado.
When you put it that way.
I don't know. I'm still going to go with this guy.
He was a little overzealous.
A little prissy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that whole you guys could be all wiped out by a tornado part, maybe have gotten to him.
Okay, but tornadoes are tricky.
Right.
Now, you could talk all day about where you think it's going to land or appear, and you'll be wrong.
Yeah.
And then it could be, let's just say it's right outside the building.
Yeah.
And it's going right in this straight line.
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell the people a mile away, hey, it's coming your way, because in a split second on a dime, it could take a hard left.
Exactly.
A hard right.
Exactly, right. Disappear to come back.
It's all random.
Right.
My neighbor's trailer might be gone. I'll be here. Right? I'm going to take my chances.
Okay.
Right? A hurricane, I want to know, because that's going to envelop an entire area. It's not going to take a, you know, might take a left, but when this thing comes ashore, we know it's here.
Yeah, it blankets. I don't know. Do you really want to watch that episode, Storage Wars, right now?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I got to know what they found in that one storage unit.
Old coins sell for that much?
Right. Yeah.
The other thing about this guy is that for whatever complaints they're getting, there's a lot of people watching who aren't complaining. They're not calling saying, yeah, keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Might be
You're not hearing from those people.
No.
No.
And maybe the ones who are calling it are so annoying.
I like his attitude.
I do want to know what the programming was.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I really want to know what was canceled.
Kind of curious. Right.
Like, if it was Trailer Park Boys. But, oh, come on.
I want to watch Doug Dynasty, for Christ's sake.
I was on my fifth hour of ridiculousness. Come on.
I don't think Arkansas has that.
I do love that show.
Yeah. I was watching the fishing show.
The fishing show. Mm. Yeah. What are they complaining about? Are they complaining about General Hospital being interrupted? Because if they're complaining about, can you look up what KTVE is?
I was watching Judge Judy.
What affiliate is that? ABC, CBS, NBC?
NBC.
NBC. All right, we don't know what time this happened.
I was watching Dr. Phil.
Well, clearly it's not happening at 5:30 or 6 or 6:30 because that's when their regular news.
That's news, yeah. So it's got to be something either earlier or later.
You know what I love?
I realized how stupid that sounded, yes. And I stopped myself, but you made me continue. All right. So we're all shot today. How's that?
I feel pretty good about how I'm doing so far. Well, NBC. Well, I couldn't even tell you what their daytime lineup is, right? Do they have People's Court? NBC, they have the Today Show.
Yep.
And then there's a million variations of the Today Show that comes off of that. So Today Show's like 6 hours.
Right.
Are they...
They got the stories?
The what?
the home stories, the soap operas. Mama's watching the stories.
Yeah.
You kids go play outside.
No, but so is that Ellen? Is Ellen on NBC?
The Voice is on NBC.
Yeah, but that's, right.
That would be prime time.
Right. No idea.
Mm.
Today.
Today. Today.
Good Girls, Dateline, Days of Our Lives.
Dateline. Man, if they get on a good story, I love it. You can't go away.
Right.
You know, you can't just, they could do 15-minute commercial breaks. I'm like, I don't care. I need to know who did it.
Who was it?
Yeah, you're right. It's Ellen, Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah.
Dateline, we're going to play the stunning confession after this. We're breaking in with weather news. No!
That would do it.
No!
That would do it.
Yep.
I don't care if this tornado comes right through this park.
I need to know who it was.
All right, so who's the dumbass? I'm going to go with the weather guy.
I'm going with the people.
I was on his side till I heard him.
Yeah, a little too prissy.
Yeah, a little too high and mighty about it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Weather's your thing. This is the dangerous weather. You want to be on this, you trained to be on TV for this moment. We get it. Now go away.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to do the weather, do the weather. Don't preach to me.
Yeah.
About you doing the
importance of the weather.
You know, that whole thing about like going into your cellar right now and making sure you're safe. Stay away from the windows and things like that. Make sure you have the dog and the cat
if you
down
live
there
in Arkansas
with you.
And you don't know what to do in a tornado, then you should die.
Well, he's letting you know now's a good time to get in there.
Or at least move.
But he wasn't, AJ. He was wasting time preaching about it instead of telling people what to do.
Maybe between fits of like, oh my God, it's taking our torches.
That is true. Can you imagine if during this
lecture,
it just...
See, that'd be funny.
Just wiped out.
Where is it coming?
People.
Where is it?
They didn't know what to do, and they didn't know it was coming. He spent 5 minutes on the air complaining. All right.
So, you folks made him do that.
So you're saying that
I'm saying the people.
The viewers.
Yes, the viewers.
Phil and I are with the dude, and Ashley, where are you?
The viewers, definitely. The viewers. I like him.
I would want to know.
Yeah, no, I would too.
Right. Then go back to letting us know.
Right.
Stop complaining.
Yeah, just do your job. It's not up to you to solve all the complaints on the air.
Yeah. All right. A guy uses his riding mower as his getaway car.
If that's genius. All you got to do is, like, you know, pretend to be cutting a lawn. Cops go right past you.
54-year-old guy in Iowa used his John Deere riding mower as his getaway vehicle. Well, those top out at around 10 miles an hour.
But nothing runs like a deer. The advertising right there.
The thing is, he leaves a trail wherever he's going.
If he has the mowing deck down, it's easy to follow him home.
Right. Well, you don't need the mowing deck down. But if you want to suddenly like disappear from the cops, you pretend you're cutting the lawn. Yes, because it sounds smoother. There you go.
James rode his mower to a garage and stole a bunch of stuff inside, then headed to a convenience store and stole a bottle of Absolut vodka.
Ooh.
It's always that one more thing. See, now if he just went to the garage, stole the things in the garage, and went home, fine. He's like, you know what? You know what make this all better? Bottle of vodka.
Something to celebrate, yes. Absolut. Ooh.
He had all of the stuff. Could have just called it a day.
But no.
You need to be greedy with the vodka.
Yep.
He made it all the way home without getting caught.
Nice.
How did cops figure out it was him?
How?
Surveillance footage.
Oh.
Yep. It's the vodka.
Yep.
Yeah, once you enter the home, that's it. You're on.
Now, he's not a mid-level thief, right? Because a mid-level thief would know.
Yeah.
Mask.
Getaway car. It's either someone who's really bad at it, so you're low level, because you're thinking, what do I use as a getaway car? How about something slow, loud, very conspicuous, and usually only seen on grass?
Yes. Something
that sounds like a good getaway
something
car.
Something bright green and bright yellow.
He was also wearing one of those pinwheel hats just to stand out even more.
Right. And a large foam finger.
Yeah.
So you're either at the bottom of the rung here for thievery.
Yes.
Or you've done it so many times, you feel like, well, I could do this while I'm mowing the lawn.
I really don't care. Yes.
This is a layup.
I am so good.
Right.
Watch right. this.
I'm so slick.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
Why? I could do this with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
You probably did.
All right, I got a couple things I got to do on my list here, and I could do them all at the same time.
Right.
Mow the lawn, rob a garage, get some vodka.
Multitasking.
Right.
Does get that. Ultimate multitasker.
You can't do that at night, though, right? You can't be, like, we're all programmed to know when we're supposed to see a lawnmower.
Yep.
And when it's running at night down the road,
yeah.
Like, there's something...
Yeah, why are there headlights on those things anyway? Who cuts their grass at night?
That's a good question.
Well, if it's like 97 degrees during the day, maybe you wait till later. A little cooler.
Yeah.
After the mosquitoes.
And you finally just ran over a rabbit.
Yeah. Aww.
Why does something always have to die in your scenarios? Usually me.
What does that tell you?